Well, as Matthew said, this is the first of what we envisage will be a series of annual lectures making a particular contribution to the intellectual life and the academic curiosity within the island. The themes will vary from year to year, but I suppose that which will hold them together will be elements of philosophy and theology and the application of theology to pressing modern issues. But I've entitled this evening's talk, Well, What Do You Know? And depending on the intonation in your voice and where you place the stress in that statement, it could mean a number of things. It might be an exasperated teacher returning a pretty poor exam script to a pupil and say, well, what do you know? Or similar intonation but with less menace in the voice, an employer might say to an employee coming for interview or potential employee, well, what do you know? Tell me. Or that element of surprise, well, what do you know? It can mean so many things depending on the intonation and stress, but what I want to do this evening is put the stress on the last word, what do you know? What is there that is certain and not merely conjecture? What can we say is universally true? What can we be confident of asserting without contradiction or qualification or amendment? What is known? What is believed? What is necessarily true and what is contingently true? What is objectively true and where does subjectivity begin to blur the picture? I suppose allied to those questions will be, how do we know what is true? How do we know that something is factually accurate? In philosophical terminology, we're talking about epistemology. That's the big word, throw it into your dinner party conversation. The examination of epistemological themes has now moved from the solely undergraduate level into sixth form studies, both at A-level and international baccalaureate. You can look at theory of knowledge, and this is to be commended because students of that age are beginning to think, and think critically and analytically. Another feature of the examination of knowledge is to consider whether there is more than one way of claiming to know something. French, of course, has its two verbs, savoir and connaître, and roughly used to denote knowledge of a thing or a truth, and knowledge of or acquaintance with a person, connaître. Biblical Greek as well has different terms to denote knowledge of a fact or sexual intimacy or some esoteric insight, gnosis. So these